Congress is reorganizing its investigation of the nation's intelligence agencies. Lawmakers forced their own chief investigator to resign last week amid charges about the mishandling of classified information. As NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, the lawmakers are struggling over a much larger question.
Lawmakers are asking if intelligence agencies could have prevented last year's attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees started an investigation early this year. They named Britt Snyder as their chief investigator. He's a former inspector general of the CIA. Congressional sources say a person on Snyder's staff was allowed to handle classified information without the proper security clearance. Sources tell NPR that staff member was removed from the job. And then last week, Intelligence Committee leaders confronted the chief investigator himself. Britt Snyder resigned on Friday. Snyder did not return telephone calls, and his side of the story remains unknown. But lawmakers' differences with Britt Snyder go deeper than this single incident. A key senator has asked if Snyder, as a former CIA official, could conduct an independent investigation. Senator Richard Shelby is a Republican from Alabama. He has repeatedly criticized the CIA and its director. Shelby contends that the September 11 attacks revealed a massive intelligence failure. In an interview earlier this year, Shelby suggested that the various U.S. intelligence agencies were failing to work together. He charged CIA Director George Tenet was failing to coordinate them.
I was always led to believe that the director of the CIA, in theory, was supposed to be in charge of the community, like a CEO, but in reality, our current director is certainly not in charge of the community. He might think he is, but he's basically told us in some hearings there's no way for him to manage the community.
In a Senate hearing, the CIA director has insisted that his agency knew before September 11 that a major attack was coming. But George Tenet told lawmakers it was impossible to know exactly where.
It was very clear in our own minds that this country was a target. We wrote about it. We talked about it. We warned about it. Did we have penetrations of the target? Absolutely. Did we have technical operations? Absolutely. Where did the secret for the planning reside? Probably in the head of three or four people. And at the end of the day, all you can do is continue to make the effort to steal that secret and break into this leadership structure.
The battle between Senator Shelby and Director Tenet has now spread into the congressional investigation. Shelby believed the new chief investigator, as a former CIA official, was too close to the agency. Other lawmakers defended the chief investigator. In fact, some lawmakers still defend Britt Snyder, calling him a man of exceptional ability. Now, lawmakers are reshuffling the investigative staff just a few weeks before they hope to begin hearings on the future of U.S. intelligence agencies. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.